Well, no matter the results of the election, today is the day the U.S. leaves the Paris Climate Accord. Now, you might have thought that the U.S. was already long gone. President Trump announced he was taking the country out in 2017. But today is the day the U.S. actually becomes the first of 200 countries to walk away from this combined effort to reduce greenhouse gases and slow down climate change. So what does this mean? Let's bring in Rachel Cletus, Policy Director for the Climate and Energy Program at the Union of Concerned Scientists. And Rachel, under the Trump administration, the U.S. never would have met any of the commitments from the Paris Climate Accord anyway, because it was going in the other direction, rolling things back, right?
Absolutely. We've seen just an extraordinary rollback of any climate-related policies under this administration. And this exit from the Paris Agreement that became final today is it's just a shameful act. And it's especially cruel coming at a time when here in the U.S. and around the world, we're seeing an increasing spate of devastating climate-related disasters, most recently Super Typhoon Goni and Hurricane Eta. But we've had a terribly destructive hurricane and wildfire season this year in the U.S. that has devastated communities.
Well, what we're also seeing today is a country that is rigidly divided. And speak to those on the side of Donald Trump who would say, you know, put aside those who would doubt that people have any impact on climate change, but those who would say it's just too expensive. We can't afford the kinds of rollbacks and curbings of emission that the pact would have called for. It's just too harmful to our economy.
Look, what we really can't afford is runaway climate change. This year in 2020 alone, we've seen more than 16 extreme weather events that have caused $1 billion each. They've led to nearly 200 deaths, often communities of color and low-income communities bearing the brunt of these events. What I want to say very clearly is that the political issues aside, the election results are not certain yet. The scientific realities haven't changed. The science about climate change is getting increasingly dire, and projections show that they will worsen considerably unless we make deep cuts in global heat-trapping emissions.
Yeah. Let's say Joe Biden is elected. He has said he'll get the U.S. back in the climate agreement on day one. Is it that easy?
At this point, even this current administration can walk us back from the brink. A nation can rejoin the Paris Agreement by just giving 30 days' notice. But clearly, the track record of this administration doesn't give one much hope. If there were to be a Biden administration, there's no doubt that the U.S. will rejoin the Paris Agreement in 2021, and it must do so with enhanced ambition in its climate commitments.
Well, and then staying with the Trump administration, there have been climate deniers appointed to top positions in scientific agencies. The president himself dismissing, you know, established climate science. What's your biggest concern from a climate perspective if he is reelected?
My biggest concern is really for the well-being of people, because, again, regardless of the political stance that this administration has taken, where it has chosen to undermine every single climate policy, censor federal government scientists, try to censor reports, basically try to stymie climate action on every front and prop up fossil fuel interests. That doesn't change the fact that climate change is here and now, and people are being really hard hit already. Mm. So it's incumbent on not just the president and the administration, but also Congress to step up and act in the best interests of people.
And just a last question, if it is President Biden who, again, wants to rejoin the Paris Accord, what's the clock? You know, what do people think is the clock, the amount of time we have, and particularly the U.S., which is the biggest emitter of greenhouse gases? What amount of time do we have to start trying to turn around the Titanic?
It's well past time for our nation to pivot away from being part of the problem and towards contributing a leading share of the solution. So we have to step up very quickly. We have to make up for lost time. And we have to do it in a way that centers equity and justice. So addresses the concerns of coal workers and coal communities that are being harmed by the shift away from coal. addresses the environmental justice concerns of fence line and frontline communities that have borne the brunt of pollution from our dependence on fossil fuels.
Fence line, they're living with the emitters. Rachel Cletus, Policy Director for the Climate and Energy Program at the Union of Concerned Scientists, thank you.
Thank you so much, Robin.